You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
I think Joe must do the introductions because I want to see now if our guest is going to recognize him from somewhere.
Oh, you missed the big hug at the door that she gave me when she was like, oh my God, it's been so long. Because, you know, your girl B is in the building.
Hello, yes.
From YFM to Live M to Metro FM to Bonang.
She's
just everywhere. So yeah, welcome to Jacaranda.
Thank you. Lovely to see you. Missed your face. So, I missed your voice.
So now, how do you know this guy?
We worked together for a very long time for the same radio station on the other side. I used to see him every single day because I had a midday show.
Yeah.
From 10 a.m. to midday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when I was booted off the drive show, then I saw you every day. Yeah.
Yeah. And he used to do the sport on the show that comes right after mine, midday to three. So, hold on.
Look at him now and look at you now. Mm. So, you were at the same station. So, what did he do wrong?
He did nothing wrong. He elevated. He came to Jacaranda.
Hey!
Hello.
Look at you now.
I elevated too and did my own thing.
Exactly.
You were here, so good for us.
But I mean, does he have his own reality show?
Oh, of course he doesn't. He's not as exciting as I am.
So, all right. So before we get to what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen, Queen Bee herself, Bonang Matheba, in the building, on the show. You see what happened in this building today.
I did. Like,
people have been hanging around here the entire damn day waiting for you. It's never been this many people in the building.
That's all I've been doing, taking selfies on my way up here. So, yeah.
Really?
Why not? I love it. So, hi,
don't
everyone.
Believe it. It's all right. So, things are looking fantastic. It's odd to me when I heard you said no more being Bonang.
Why yes, not? I'm currently shooting season three of Being Bonang. I, in the stage of kind of relocating to another country for a couple of months and doing work there, specifically New York City. I'm going to be living there for about 7-8 months, producing and shooting a show there. So I'm saying right now I won't be home to shoot Being Bonang because everything production-wise happens in and around South Africa. But I'll probably come back, who knows? But at the moment, unfortunately, there are no plans for a season four.
So tell me about the show now, the New York show. What's happening? Come on.
It's happening. Just know it's happening. It's with an international production house. It is going to be wonderful. It is a show about Africans in Africa and Africans around the globe and women who are pioneers in doing amazing things.
Good for you.
Good for me, Leon.
Yes, see.
Yes.
Don't forget the rest of us when you...
I won't, I promise.
Damn it. Yeah. Always wanted to go to New York.
Now you have a friend. You don't even have to pay for accommodation. You come stay with me in Soho.
You know, I've got that on tape now. Just saying. Listen, do you know Felicity? She knows everyone.
Yes, I know Felicity. I hear her voice. She has a very, very, recognizable voice.
Thank you.
And face. I've seen her around. And when I met her, right, like... So, yeah, lovely to see you too.
Thank
Felicity.
You. You too. Great honor.
Wow. Come on, say you know me as well.
Rian, I will be lying. I hear your voice all the time. But today was the first time meeting you, so...
Oh, you do listen to us.
Of course.
Wonderful.
I came to Jacaranda. I don't know if you guys were still in Monte Cassino or still are.
Yeah, there's still a branch there.
Yeah, branch. Well, I went to that branch, so.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
A very long time ago, so it's the first time I'm here in these studios. Very lovely.
It's a lot of purple, hey?
Lots of purple, yeah. Yeah, it's a regal color, though. I don't mind. I see you all the time when I drive here to Pretoria.
It's a very frustrated color. We have a lot of board members who are clearly sexually frustrated. Listen, but I can't wait to talk to you about this new project because my heart's there too. Mm-hmm. Honestly, my heart's there. And I can't wait to hear your take on it and exactly what section of the show you're going to be presenting.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Queen Bee with us for now. Hey. JK, just keep the staff away now. It's getting a bit much now. I'm getting uncomfortable now, but we never get this safe, Felicity.
No, not ever.
Usually they just steal our food and then move on. Queen Bee herself is with us tonight. This evening, actually, Bonang is here. I want to ask you, because we were talking about this earlier, and you know, your career started, you were about, what is it, 15 years old?
Yes, 15 years old.
So, obviously, you went from strength to strength, and you were working hard all of these years. You were doing what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. But some people make it and some people don't make it.
Yes.
Why do you think you made it?
Well, it is a mix of maybe a little bit of talent, a little bit of perseverance, a lot of prayer, some hard work. But you need to have that thing, particularly, I think, in entertainment. You know, that X factor, they always say. Something that that makes you special, makes you different. I think, you know, that's what makes me different, I guess.
So it's that X factor thing.
That X factor. You know, that you can't really be taught how to be great or be amazing or just have that thing, you know? But yeah, I think that's what makes me different and unique.
So now, this has taken you all the way to Nat Geo now.
Yes, National Geographic.
Yes.
Very excited to be here and to talk about it. It is a brand new docu-series called Activate, a collaboration between Global Citizen, Procter & Gamble, and National Geographic. And basically, it is a six-part docu-series that follows Global Citizen ambassadors around the world. And, you know, the work that they do on the ground every single day. As we know, we had the Global Citizen Festival here in December, and a lot of people wondering, then what happens afterwards?
Yes. Yeah.
We ask everybody to pledge, we ask everyone to action, go on the Global Citizen website, but what actually happens? And this docu-series just, you know, kind of documents that, shows you.
Yeah, so sorry to interrupt you, because I'm seeing now, it's you, and we've got Pharrell, Usher, Gail King, Hugh Jackman, and of course SSN and Bonang Matheba. Now, so you present one of the episodes, one of the chapters.
So I'm in episode 4, and for a lot of people that don't know, I am a Global Citizen Ambassador. I have, 2 years ago, I started the Bonang Matheba Foundation. It's a bursary fund that funds South African girls to complete their tertiary education. And Global Citizen hit me up and said, Bonang, we know how passionate you are about educating the girl child. We have a program called Always Keeping Girls in School, and we want you to come help us, you know, deliver this message and let people know what the problems are that we are facing here in South Africa. We do have a target to educate 300 girls by 2030. And together with Global Citizen, they said, we want to do it. Come, you know, be part of it. And episode 4 really documents my work around that. We visited a school in the East Rand last year. And what a lot of people don't know is that young girls, especially, you know, underprivileged girls and girls from not so privileged backgrounds, miss school because they can't afford either, you know, sanitary items. Mm-hmm. And that leads to a lot of absenteeism.
Yeah.
And that's my role. That's where I come in, to be the face and the driver of this program, to, together with my bursary friend, try to educate the world about the problems that young girls are facing. Why is it that they can't go to school? And, you know, try and donate as many of those items and, you know, educate them around puberty as much as possible.
But think about it. If you think about it, like as simple as just providing sanitary pads can keep a child in school.
Yeah.
Just because of that that stigma that comes with it.
Absolutely. And that's
ignorance.
What the program is about. The stigma around, you know, menstruation around young girls, that impacts their self-confidence.
Yeah.
That's the reason why they don't go to school. And also to educate the young boy around menstruation and the stigma around it. And to let them know, this is what happens to a young girl. This is what happens to her body. And I feel missing school is not good, but you don't have to miss school because you're a girl. I think that's very, very unfair. You know, those gender-based factors and barriers are some of the things that I tackle in episode 4.
Yeah.
And some of the things I try to speak to the world about. You know, we had the opportunity to speak to them at the United Nations Women's Summit this year, last year at the United Nations General Assembly in New York City. So it is a conversation we've had. The South African government have pledged 157 million rand, so we need them to actually honor those responsibilities and action it so we can keep our girls in school.
Amen.
Provide as many sanitary pads as possible. And we're slowly getting there. You know, we've touched about 130,000 young girls in South Africa through our program, and we hope to do more.
So the Global Citizen Movement premieres Sunday the 15th of September at 8 o'clock on Nat Geo on DSTV. Also on Black and Stars set. So Sunday, 15 September, 20:00. When is your episode?
My episode is four Sundays from this Sunday. It's episode four. Okay. But every single episode focuses on different issues. So Pharrell and Common, in their episodes, what you will see, they are really fighting for, you know, justice reform in the United States, fighting to, you know, change a lot of things. I know Priyanka Chopra is very, very passionate about water and sanitation. So there's a lot that you can find, different single projects on each and every episode.
Incredible. Listen, what is the kind of reaction you get over the water when people speak to you about South Africa? Like, what's the general thing you get?
How is South Africa? Is it safe? You know, the general questions. A lot of people are interested in South Africa, and I think the African continent at the moment, you know, our continent is in the spotlight. Unfortunately, our country for the wrong things at the moment. But I think this documentary coming out at this particular week, after the 2 weeks we've had in this country, is really perfect timing. We don't have a great reputation. Our country does not have a great reputation. Let's just be honest about it. You know, it's about having that conversation, being honest with ourselves, because we have the families fighting, you know. So,
well, I'm just so happy that your reality show did so well and that you're now sort of representing South Africa on Nat Geo, because, you know, it could have been horrific. It could have been cloudy. Imagine.
Well, thank goodness you will not be cloudy.
You know, you're so presentable. You should be an ambassador. Damn it. We need to phone that lady Pondor and make a plan to Sweden or someplace.
Why not?
I think so. I'm definitely going to campaign for this.
Please do.
Yes, I will. Listen, before you go, Bonang, just quickly, we asked earlier, this is just a thing we do, want to know from our listeners who's got the most pairs of shoes. It's like, okay, how many pairs of shoes do you have?
So,
plus, minus.
Geez, over 200 pairs? Okay. Over 300, yeah.
Over 300?
Yeah.
Will you believe me, there's a woman that listens to this show, 560 pairs of shoes.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. Why? There should be more.
Yeah.
Why not? And if you have the space and the money, why not? Is she a size 5? Can you find out?
You see the kind of people that we appeal to. You
know? Oh,
the wealthy.
The high LSM guy.
It was so great to meet you. You're incredible.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you very much. What Thank you treat. For having me. Thank you.
What a treat. So, asseblief, Mark Sierke, 15 September, 8 o'clock, Nat Geo is where you want to be.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m.